Aber Baba Cholo. Omer Reb Yochanan, Reb Yochanan said like this, that Kimigaslu Reb Meir, Reb Yosef, the other body, Loi Pligi. Even if you want to put Reb Meir and Reb Yosef together, you should know they do not argue. Like, it could be both of them, you do not say Tofas Lashon Rishon. So, it's not like you, Reb Dini, wanted to say, but that's not the pshat in Reb Meir, that he also Tofas Lashon Rishon. So, Moses says, first of all, what are you talking about? But like Pligi, you want to tell me Reb Meir and Reb Yosef don't argue? Well, Mitzvah Pligi, for sure they argue. That's the Machlokes. If you say, Arezu Tumuras Ola, Tumuras Shomim, is only Tumuras Ola Chal, or is like both Chal. So what do you need to tell me, Rav Avachonah, that is another, they don't argue. So Amalei meant to say like this, Pligi, the Maite Pligi, true, of course they argue, but they only argue in what they argue about. But you should know, the Loi Pligi, they did not argue, but Maite Loi Pligi. And what they're not arguing, they do not argue. Meaning to say that they do not argue in Tofas Lashon Rishon. That's not the Machlokes. Reb Meir also holds you do not say Tofas Lashon Rishon. The Machlokes is only in Svara, what did this person mean to say? And it's like this. Yoma Reb Yitzchak, Bar Yosef, Omer Reb Yechanim of Reb Yechanan, that Akol Moedim, both Reb Meir and Reb Yosef both agree. Like this. That Heichi Yoma, if the person, the owner, said like this, Tochol Zu, first I want the Kedushas Oyla to be chal upon this animal, the Yachakach, Tochol Zu, and then I want the Kedushas Shlomim to be chal upon this animal. So then both, even Rabbi Yosef agrees, Tivri Hakol Lechaylo, that for sure the second one is not chal, that for sure only the first Tmuras Oyla is chal, this animal of Chumin remains a Tmuras Oyla, and that's it. It does not remain anything to do with the Tmuras Shlomim. Because since once the oil is chal, and kedusha chal al kedusha, you cannot have the second kedusha upon the first one. What's going to be if he said like this? Let's say he said, Loi tochol zu, elim kein chol zu. I do not want oil to be chal, unless the shlamim would be chal. So meaning he wants both. So divri hakol chayla, here even Rav Meir agrees that really it has the kedusha's domim of both. Of an oila and a shlomim, even though one animal can't be both, so then malach is, like Rashi said, you have to wait till the peshes in the fields, that'll become the ba'amun, and then you could, with the money, you sell it with the money, you buy two animals, one an oila and one a shlomim. So in this case also, there's no machlekes. Ki pligi, where do they argue though? Ki pligi, where's the machlekes? Where Mei and Rabbi Yosi, Tiyomo, the person says, Tumuras oila, Tumura Shlomim. That's what a Machlokes is. When he says Tumura Shlomim, Tumura Shlomim. It's like this. Rabbi Meir, Sabra Meir holds, Midehev Leila Meima, Tumura Shlomim, Ushlomim. Like the word Tumura is extra. He just should have said, this third animal should be the Tumura of an Oila and a Shlomim. But instead he said, V'yomer, and he said, Tumura Shlomim, Tumura Shlomim. Instead he said both, it should be a Tumura of an Oila. And a tumur of a shlomim, so shmamina from here it's a proof, mehed de kerhotabe, the person means to retract. So first he said he wanted it to be an oila, and now he's retracting, and he says, no, I don't want it to be an oila anymore, I want it to be a shlomim, and that you can't do. So it's not the pshat like really talk with Lashon Rishon. Like it may have said, the pshat, the kavan of this person was, what he really meant to do was, first he wanted this to be a korban oila, tabdushas oila. And then later, changes in his mind, he wants it to be a Kavash Shlomim. But that you can't do. Once it's Chal, the Kedushas Oyla on it, you cannot put a Kedushas Shlomim on it anymore. So again, not because of Tofas Lashon Rishon, because that's what he meant first. That's the Svara of Rabbi Meir. Now, for Rabbi Yosi, what does he say? For Rabbi Yosi, Iyama Tumuras Oyla, Ushlomim. If he would have said it should be a Tumuras Oyla Ushlamin Havadin, I would have thought to say what he meant to say was Palga Tumuras Oyla, half of it should be a Tumuras Oyla, or Palga and the other half of this animal should be a Tumuras Shlamin. And that's not what he meant. So the Hokhi, therefore, he says like this, Tumuras Oyla, Tumuras Shlamin. I want this one animal to be both. Lamein, what I mean to say is, Tekul Oyla, his whole animal should have the Kedushas Oyla on it, Vekul Shlamin. And I want all animal also to have a Kedushas Shlomim on it. Heavy Omelay. That's what he meant to say. So the Kitzur, Abaya learns, like Rabbi Avachonah, that it's not the machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yossi whether you say Tokos Loshon Rishon or not, but rather the machlokes system, what is the intentions, what does this person mean to say? Did he mean to say one and then the next one? Or did he mean to say both together? So he answered back, Omalei. So Rava says back, or Ravina says back, Omalei. Hu Omalei Pligi Enachanami. Rava Rava Chore says that they don't argue with Tokos Loshon Rishon. But V'yano, Rav Dimi is saying yes. V'yano Amino, I tell you, V'yano Amino, Pligi, that is the Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda or Reb Yossi, whether you say Tokos Loshon Rishon or not. Now, Ma'u Ma'uba said, V'tei Masam Seyova, Rav Oishia said, Efsha Yodain Chavroyim Bavloi, so the head of the people in Bavl, to the Tamir Chom over there in Bavl know, will be the Locho, Kizayis Tanan, should the Gersa be Kizayis, or Kizayis U Kizayis Tanan? Well, should the Gersa be Kizayis U Kizayis? So the Shaila, what is the Gersa? In other words, that time the Mishnah says, if you hold, if you have a Machshavatit, one Kizayis Chuslim Zmanon, and then you have a Machshavatit, a second Kizayis Chuslim Koymoi, that the first Machshav is Chalom remains Pigal. So what's the Gersa? Did he only say by Kizayis and Kizayis? Or Rashi says, there the Pshat is remains like two Machshavis. So there we say, talk of Tosh and Rishon, he meant the first one, not the second one. The first one is called first. But maybe when you say Kizayis u Kizayis with the Vav, it's mamish like one Dibor. And there remains like Irim and Machshavis, and maybe there will not be Tigul. So that's the Shalom. Did Rav Yehuda say it slow even when the person says Kizayis u Kizayis? He maybe only said it, he said Kizayis, and then Kizayis. That means that the Ma'ik is Kizayis, and then he thought he's a different Kizayis. So then we said the first Machshav is Chal. But maybe when he says Kizayis, U Kizayis, that's like having one big Machshavah. So if Iru Machshavah, then you cannot say Pigul was Chal first. No, it wasn't Chal first, but like both Chal together, and maybe then it would not be Pigul. So was the Shana, what's the Gersa in the Mishnah? That's not what he said anymore. Yitnan, like his ask that, like this. Kizayis, Kizayis, Tanan. Maybe the Gersa in the Mishnah should only be Kizayis or Kizayis. Abba Kizayis, who Kizayis? If he says both Kizayis, who Kizayis? Then Divri Hakol. Everybody agrees, Erev Machshava Savei, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. That's first, it's Chala Machshava, that two Machshavas are together. So it's not Chal Pigol, or Duma maybe, Kizayis, who Kizayis, Tanan. No, the Gersa is Kizayis, who Kizayis. And even though you say the Vav, Ukizayis, the Reb Yehuda Prat Eve, still according to Reb Yehuda, it remains like two separate Machshavas. First you have one Machshava, Tida Kizayis meet tomorrow, so that's the Machshavas Pigul, and it's Chal Pigul on the animal. Then you have another Machshava, Tida Kizayis Chuslim Koymoi, so therefore once it's Chal already Pigul, it doesn't go away. So that's what he said, yes, that will go Tida Kizayis Ukizayis Tanan, Reb Yehuda Prat Eve. Is so the Koshkan is for sure then, but with the same halacha, Kizayis, Kizayis. Tomorrow says, now that's the Shaila. How do you go to the Mishnah? Tomorrow says, Toshma, come and bring your proof. Why? The boy, you mean a Levi, my Rebbe. Levi has the question from Rebbe, what's going to be in the case where the Yerem Achshova this? Chishav Lecho Kizayis, Lemocho Bachutz Mal. The join the Dalar Avoidus. Whether it's a Kohen, B'Shas Kabbalah, B'Shas Aloch, he has in mind like this. He has in mind that he plans to eat a Kizayis of this meat of the Korban tomorrow and to do it Bachut. He plans to have, like, to do this one Kizayis Tidit tomorrow and the wrong place. He doesn't plan Tidit inside his Kaddish Kedoshim. He doesn't put his Korban Chattis. He doesn't plan Tidit inside the Azara. He plans Tidit outside the Azara tomorrow. So, Ma, what's the Lacham? Is this called like Erev Machshavas? And it will not be Chal Pigul, and maybe still according to Rav Yehuda, you go both to the first Machshava. That's what Levi asked from Rebbe. Omalei said back to him, Zu Shila, like if this a question, Rashi says it means B'nechusa, like you asked a big question, and he answered, Erev Machshava Savei, like for sure this is called an Erev Machshava, even according to Rav Yehuda. So it will not be called Pigul, because since he sat together, he thinks to eat this one Kizayis tomorrow, and Chuskam Koymai, it's near of Machshavas. Omer Lafon of Rabbi Shimon Berebi, So Rabbi Shimon Rebbe said back to him, Loi Mishna Seinuhi, isn't this a proof in the Mishnah? The rest of the Gemara Sakoch, the Amai Kolastele, the Gwakari praising him, have a proof in the Mishnah. The Yeruv Machshavis Evei, that what that's called the Yeruv Machshavis. What's the proof? Because since it says in our Mishnah, that Loi Mishna Seinuhi isn't a proof, but what you just said, what Levi answered back, that's Pshita. It says in our Mishnah, the cases were, Vilocho Kizayas Bachus Kizayas Amocho. When Yishan, he had a machshavah, he'd one Kizayas tomorrow and one Kizayas Bachus. But it's only Yishan on two different Kizaysim. Or else Kizayas Amocho Kizayas Bachus. Or else Kechati Zayas Bachus, Kechati Zayas Amocho. Kechati Zayas Amocho, Kechati Zayas Bachus. Possible during the course. That's what Mishnah says. In all these cases, they're called the river machshavahs, so it's possible during the course. For Yiduch, here's the machlekes. For Yiduch, Yiruv Machshavah Sevei. For in a case where it's one Achila, where it's the Machshavah and this one Kizayas, that you have a Machshavah both Yiduch tomorrow, and it's Yiduch the wrong place, Pshit is called Yiruv Machshavah. That's not even a Shiloh. That Pshit, even if Yiduch would agree, it's not Chat Tigel, it's called Yiruv Machshavah, you do not have both. So the kids said, this is what Reb Shimon, like, asked back to his father, like, how come you were Makalas when Levi asked you this Shiloh? Like you praised him, he said it's a good shiloh. Nukhur, why is it a good shiloh? Why is Levi shiloh a good shiloh? Pshit is called Erev Machshavis. Should have a clear proof from our Mishnah. So Rebbe answered back and said, no. Amalei, who shall be Dove Chochma. He should know Levi asked me a very good shiloh. And it's not so simple the way you say it. It's of course like this. Fiyata Mata Mishnah. Say, no, like you're telling me such a simple thing, it says in the Mishnah. No, it's not such a simple thing. And I'll explain it to you like this. Lidi doch true, according to you, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi, Tiasni Chotarti, that you learned both in our Mishnah, you learned the Shai, the result by Kizayas, Kizayas, and Kizayas, U Kizayas, like even when you say Kizayas, U Kizayas, still Rabbi Yud argues, and says, Topas Loshen Rishon, Tretas Pigluth Chaum, Sirso Kashloch, you have this question, like since the Mishnah says these two cases, Mashma only these two cases, does Rabbi Yehuda say it's Chal Pigel first? Mashaken in our case here, where he has the Machshav on one Kizayis, heed it tomorrow, and Chutzlam Kremoy, Pshita, that's called Post, that's not called Pigel. But that's only according to you, that you learned birth in our Mishnah. But Lidi Day, according to Levi, Tulay Yisnai Velechoda. Like when he learned this Mishnah from me, from Rabbi, he only heard one way. We'll soon see in the Gemara the Shaila, which way did he hear? But he only heard the Machlekes of Yudin Rabbanan in one case, either by Kizayas Kizayas, or by Kizayas U Kizayas. That's all. So Levi only learned it from me one way. Now, the Shaminu the Rabbanan, he heard when the Rabbanan the Beis Midrash were learning the Kogar Sitarti. They were learning in the Mishnah two cases, that in both cases, whether you say Kizayas Kizayas, or Kizayas U Kizayas, and again, the first Kizayas you had in mind to eat Chutzlas Manoi, the wrong time. And the second Kizayas you had in mind to eat Chutzlam Kaimoi. In these two cases, both these two cases of you behold, they're Tarkas Lossam Rishalike. And therefore, it's Chal Pigel first. So, that's the way Levi heard the Rabbanan learning, two cases of the Mishnah. Now, the Sovar, Levi thought like this. The Didavka, what I taught him only one case in the Mishnah, that's really the way it's supposed to be in the Mishnah. Only one case, only one of these two cases. We did two, Iros Machshavas Avi. In other words, the Levi had a tzad to say, maybe the Rabbanan are making a mistake. Like, really, it's supposed to be the guy learned the Mishnah from Rebbe, that it's only one case that Rebbe Yehuda says, you toughest lesson Rishon. But the way the Rabbanan will go in the base of Medrash, that even in the case of Gzayas or Gzayas, Levi had a thought to say, maybe they're making a mistake. And really, that should be a case of Erev Machshavas, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should not be Chal Pigel. That was Levi Shiloh. Oiduma, like his other subject was maybe no. Oiduma maybe did do Dafka. That maybe the way the Rabbanan learned that it's really true. That in both cases, whether the person says Kizayas, Kizayas, there's one Kizayas Alit Chutzlas Manoi, and then he says another Kizayas Alit Chutzlam Kaimoi, then in this case, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you go both to the first Machshavas Chal Pigel. And who are in the case of Kizayas U Kizayas? So really maybe the two Dafka, the way the Rabbanan are learning Psham the Mishnah, they are really right. Or the D, And that's the way Rebbe taught me only one case, is Shiur Shaili. Rebbe left over, didn't teach me the whole Mishnah, he only taught me one case of the Mishnah. So maybe now Levi has a suffix, that Umi di Shaili, Libidi, who Shailu, Libitunami. Like maybe Levi thought the same way Rebbe left over one case, he did not tell me the second case, of Kezias or Kezias, but really Rebbe Yehuda argues there also, it could be he thought, really Rebbe was supposed to teach me, who had been if the whole Machshav was on one Kezias, and the other Machshav would teach this Kezias tomorrow, and in the wrong place, maybe there also Rebbe Yehuda holds, you go... And therefore, the Tiberi, like Kezias or Kezias, therefore... So the Moses asked the question now, like if Levi learned the Mishnah only by Kezias, so then when Levi had a Shaila, why did he only ask Rebbe? The case of eating one Kezias tomorrow, Chusim Komei, let him ask the rest of Shaila Rebbe, what's going to be by Kezias or Kezias? Like if they only learned in the Mishnah Kezias, Kezias, maybe only over there of you who says, you go best to the first Machshava. But why didn't he ask the Shaila, who is to be a Shaila, let it be by Kezias or Kezias? So Moses says like this, Sadar, Levi thought, he boy minei chodo to Shemina Tati. Like Levi was very smart. Levi did not want to bother Rebbe. So he said, let me ask him one shalah, and if only this one shalah, I'll hear two things. And it's like this, he being a Kezias or Kezias, if I would only ask him, what would be the left according to Rebbe Yehuda? Any case where the Kohen says, I want to eat one Kezias, and then eat Kezias, another Kezias, says like this, Honey could be very good, Yomali, Klala, that Toshika and Kezias, Lemechar, Bachutz. If you would answer me, the Ramachanami, we have Yehuda would hold here, it's called Erev Machshavis. And if it's not Chatigin, then for sure I would know if the Kohen has a mind to eat tomorrow the wrong place, Pshit is called Erev Machshavis, would not be Chatigin according to Abuda. But he said like this lady, and Yomali, but let's say Yomali would answer me back. In the case of Kezias u Kezias, let's go to the plot. You look at each one separately. And therefore, the Machshava Pigla Sa first, and so Akatni Kezias the Mecha Bechutz Kelebele. I would still have a Shalat Yesk Rebbe. What would be the left hand of you there when you say Kezias the Mecha Bechutz, which on one Kezias of Ruth you have in mind, to eat tomorrow and put them claim they. Maybe that's called one Machshava, another called Pigle. So therefore, Levi is this way. So you must listen. The Yachi is so, has to know even I was so. But then, if it's only be good, the Amalei Kezias Lamecha Bechutz Prata. If even Levi, Rebbe would have answered Levi, but even in this case of Kezias Lamecha Bechutz, it's called the Prata because of UDS. Still, you go best of the first Machshava. For it's how to go, then true, then Koshchen, Kezias or Kezias, then for sure I would understand the same Lech would apply by Kezias or Kezias. But, early Amalei, Klolem, but if the answer would have been that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's first called the Klal, then it's called Erev Machshavos. If so, maybe only, because on one Machshava, one Kezias, he first heeded it, and Chutzim Kremei, tomorrow and Chutzim Kremei. But I can't be still, I would have a Shaila, Kezias or Kezias Mibole. I would still have a Sefer, later would still have a Sefer, what would be the Lech when you say Kezias or Kezias? Because maybe there would be Erev Machshavos or not. See, then when Levi has a Shaila like this, Kezias, the Machar, and Chutzim Kremei, it's also not such a good question, because the rest of that is suffering, then that would be Kezias or Kezias. So now still says, in Cain, near Sas Yesus, it depends now, that Levi says, I wouldn't be able to understand how did Rebbe answer me. In other words, Levi says, let me see, how is Rebbe going to answer me? And it's like this. Again, Levi, yes, Rebbe, that's going to be the Lecha, if you have a Machshava to the Kezias tomorrow, and the wrong place. According to Rabbi Yehuda, is it a Machshavas Pigli or not? So now, I will see how Rabbi answers me. If Rabbi answers me nicely, that you should know here it's called Erev Machshavas, so then I would understand that it's only here that it's called Erev Machshavas. But in the case of Kezias or Kezias, if you attack Rabbi Yehuda, you go back to the first Machshava. Because if the left would have been, that even by Kezias or Kezias, or so if it's called Erev Machshavas, and of course, Rabbi Yehuda also, you do not go best of the, you do not go best of the first Machshava Pigel, but rather it remains only Psil. Because we see both Machshavas together, and so then Rabbi should answer them back angry. Like, what are you asking me? What are you asking me the case?
of one tizayis bida, you have machshava bida tomorrow. Chutzlim kolmei, that kind of stuff. If you have a separate bida, that should be one. There should be pigur. No, even in the case of tizayis or tizayis or tikkuzayim, even there of you those if you have machshava shinat chal pigur. So the Rebbe would answer back to me angry. So if a lady said, I would understand from the way Rebbe is answering back, what would be the left of that tizayis or tizayis? So therefore, Lev is very smart. Here's the Shaila. That would be by Kizayis Lemacha Bachutz. And I would understand how Rebbe answers me what the Lech would be by Kizayis or Kizayis. So therefore, Lev, yes, it all in one big question. It's like this. Hashtag Kizayis